If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, look at that.
I had a good one. What up, peeps? How are y'all doing? Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That's right. I am your host, Gabrielle, also known as Gabe, joined by my handsome husband and co-host,
Chad,
also known as Babe.
Also known as Babe. Okay. Chad, also known as Babe. All right.
We're so glad you're here. Yes. Hopefully you guys are doing well when you're listening and or watching.
If you're watching right now, we appreciate you for watching, okay?
And or watching. And if yes. You didn't know you could watch, come on over to YouTube, search Let's Make Out Podcast, and you will find our
It's also voices. Linked in the show notes if you're listening to it and you want to just look at your phone if you're not driving. Make sure you're not driving.
Yeah, please look at your phone. At it if you're
show notes, and you'll be able to go to the video, to this exact video.
Yeah, so
check it out.
Check it out. Right. Where's that from?
Living.
Okay, I'm about to say we just went through this last week. I need you to remember. Good job, you remember.
or that's what Bruno Mars song.
Oh, with Cardi B?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Check. That's how it
is. Is that how it starts?
Yeah. She's having some good, delicious coffee right now.
Damn, this coffee is so good right now. Man.
What's
been going on, you guys? Hopefully you're well. I'm trying to think. What's been going on over here? Not much.
Not much.
Not much at all. We finished. I don't know if we told you guys that we started watching Firefly Lane.
It chokes her up every time because of the last episode.
I'm mad because of how the last episode ended. We finished the first season, and I just was not ready for that cliffhanger. Like, I really thought that we were going to get to the bottom of the rift before the end of the season, and we did not. And I was just like, did they really end it like that? Like, seasons, they end on a cliff note. I get that. But it's like when you hype it up to this, it's almost kind of like how This Is Us did us, and we had to wait forever to see how Jack actually died. Like, it was just like, really?
Yeah.
This is what y'all do?
Yeah, it was
unfortunate. I'm still upset.
We're so mad that we're probably gonna wait a week before we watch the second season when it comes out. We're gonna wait. We ain't gonna watch it on opening night. Y'all ain't getting our opening night views.
You are
Firefly Lane.
We don't watch anything on opening night. Like, what is opening night? We don't watch anything in real time. Everything is after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
I did watch something in real time this weekend.
Yeah,
and it was the Oprah interview with Meghan and Harry. That's probably, I can't even remember the last time I watched live TV, but I wanted to catch it. I don't know.
Only thing I watch live is like games or UFC events. Like, I watch those live. But outside of that, I don't watch much live TV
shows. Yeah, we never do that. But can we talk about that interview, y'all? That was crazy. I think, and it's interesting because I'm trying to figure out, is it really crazy? Because why is it crazy? Why are we surprised at some of the things that she explained about the whole institution and everything? Like, I don't know much about the royal family at all. I don't know anything about it, really. And it's interesting she was talking about that because Babe didn't really watch it. But she was talking about how she went into it naively and she didn't do any research. Like, because Oprah was like, certainly, you or dating the prince, you Googled or something. And she was like, honestly, no, like, I didn't. And she's like, I'm glad I did, because I probably would have
you know, worked up a reason why, you know, yeah, but not
she's
to
like, I literally didn't Google anything at all. And, you know, she was talking about the first time she met the queen. He was like, do you know how to curtsy? Like, she had to, they taught her how to curtsy right outside before she went in. Cause apparently, and she was like, oh, you know, it's your grandmother. And he's like, but she's the queen. Like, you still got to curtsy when you see her. Like, apparently that's the thing.
Oh, okay.
But she was just talking about how she just went into it naively. And I think based off of what we know from Princess Diana's experience, it should not be a surprise, the things that she said, like, and how, you know, the help wasn't there and, you know, everything is hush hush. And it was just crazy. Yeah. Like, I think it's crazy just to be like, man, still in 2021, y'all still acting crazy over there. Like,
I mean, if they were acting, if they were acting crazy with Princess Diana, a white woman.
True.
What do you think that was going to happen, you know, with a black woman?
That's a great point.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, because that, I mean, let's be honest, like, you know, like,
that's a really good point.
So, yeah, I mean, it's not surprising. Yeah. Just because I remember having conversations with some British soldiers when I was overseas. You know, I would go to, like, I would go to their, like, there would always be, like, a, it was called a green bean coffee place. Green bean coffee, basically, you like, on the bigger bases. Mm-hmm. And you could get, like, smoothies or you could get, like, coffee and stuff like that, you know. But then on the British side of the bases, they would have, like, a little tea spot.
Oh, that's,
you know,
cool.
Like a little place where they would watch football, you know, aka soccer,
right?
To them and tea and stuff like that. So I would go and hang out in there when I was on the, because I was on the British side a lot, and I would have some conversations with sometimes, really? And they were I was just like, so I asked a few times, like, you know, like the royal, like Buckingham Palace, the royal family, like, you know, like, how is that? He's like they would just tell me, like, there's just it's just crazy, craziness. Just the stories and the rumors that they've grown up hearing and. It's pretty, you know.
I can't even imagine. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's kind of like the president, but it's just like, I can't imagine living in a world with a queen or a king. Like, it just seems so different, but I guess it's the same as the president.
Well,
honestly.
not really because the president changes, potentially can change every 4 years.
Right. I mean, she's been a queen for how long? Forever.
Since she was like, what? I think
like
she was
16 or
17.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's crazy.
So, you know, that's
crazy to me, the whole concept.
The whole concept of still having a queen and a royal family and stuff like that.
I think, you know what bothered me the most out of the whole, well, there were quite a few cringy moments. Like, for one, the fact that how the skin complexion of the, you know, their child Archie was going to be. And then Oprah did clarify on, I think, Gail, that he made sure to say it was not his grandmother or his grandfather, but he did not want to disclose who he had the conversation with or how it even went, which is interesting to me. Like, I mean, you still want to protect the people that you love and, like, some stuff, I guess, everything. We don't need to know everything.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know. I think the other cringy part to me was that him as royalty, born into royalty, that they just literally took it all away. What? Like, you can do that? I think that is the craziest thing to me. Like, you just said, nope, you're not a prince no more. We just snatching it all back.
Nuts,
like,
man.
All of it is just so amazing
to
me.
Nuts.
It's crazy. Did y'all watch the interview? What did y'all think about it?
Yeah, it's just nuts.
It makes me want to watch the Princess Diana documentary. Not that it's the same thing, but just, I'm just curious now to know more about how that whole
institution operates.
Isn't
there a movie that they made about Queen Elizabeth?
It's called Crown, or is that a show?
Or is that a show?
Yeah, that's what I want to watch also.
I
want
to check that out, just because I would love to know.
Just to know. Because
from what, the little snippets that I saw there watching with you, but then also even on social media, because it was all over, obviously, social media, it seemed like the way that Harry was portraying is that it wasn't the queen who was the troublemaker or the difficult person most of the
time. Yeah, it seemed like, you know, and he said that she's the one that he's talked to the most over the past year.
Seems
like it's not her.
As the queen, who has the most power, isn't the one. But, you know, isn't that true?
It's always the people
isn't
under.
That true, though, in the world we live in today? Mm-hmm. It's always the one that doesn't have the power.
That, yeah.
Like, in comparison to the queen or the president or the CEO. That wants to make life more difficult.
Or is it the fact that they do have the power and she's just the figure? Like, the president, it's only so much he can do. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not really the one that makes the decisions. True. For the things I mean, I don't know enough
about the royal family.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm wondering. I don't know how that hierarchy works. The same premise.
I mean, we know that his father will be the king. Right. You know, like at some point, if he outlives the queen, he will be the king. We know that.
Yeah.
And we know that Prince Charles will be the king after
that.
You know, if his father passes, like. But that's all I about. That's all I really know. Like, I don't really know. I don't even think that Prince Harry, well, former prince or whatever the heck he was, I don't even think that he could be king because he's the second child.
Yeah, no, he couldn't. He could have never been king.
He was the firstborn.
Yes, the firstborn.
So it's just crazy. The whole
is crazy.
It makes you.
So did they have a boy first, King Charles? I think they got a boy and a girl. Which one came first? So will it be another king? So this will be like the last queen for a while. Him and Kate. I don't know if they had the girl first or the boy first. This is how far removed we are from the royal family. Literally, like, I had no interest in them at all until old Meghan Markle from Suits rode up in that thing. And I watched the wedding and was like, oh, that is really cool.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know, because we love Suits over here. So we were like mad.
I'm still mad at her because she left the show.
I know. I'm like, can she come back? Will they bring her and Mike back? Is she going to go back to acting?
Yeah, bring back the Suits. And that would be awesome. Prince Harry be one of the like the rich clients or something on the show.
Okay.
And then she dumps Mike and goes with Harry. Like, I'm just saying.
Let's make it happen. If y'all ain't never watched Suits, it is such a good. I don't know what happened after. Spoiler alert. After Mike left, I don't know what happened.
Well.
So, I don't know how it is now.
And the reason that Mike left, spoiler alert, is obviously because Megan left. Right. Rachel was her name on the show.
Yeah.
She left and they were together. So they had to make an exit. Either they had to break them up or they had to make
an exit together.
And the way they wrote it, they made an exit together.
Yeah, are they like two episodes or two seasons?
We're at least one. Then the
season.
Pandemic hit, so I don't know if like a second one was true. You know, but after
it's,
that,
it's a really good show.
It's a very good show. Very good show. So that's where my cup.
Oh,
a peep sent this to us. I think this might have been from Yvette, possibly.
Yeah,
one of our OG peeps. You just got lit up. This was Lewis Lit.
Lewis Litt from Suits.
One of the funniest characters on there.
He's quite hilarious.
He's a great actor.
I don't know his name in real life.
I don't know. But the way he acts on that show is impressive with his acting ability.
Crazy.
But
so anyway, that was the highlight of my weekend, was watching the episode.
My highlight was UFC.
Yeah,
three title fights.
Crazy ending to that one fight.
Yeah, one fight. Just nuts. I mean, if you're a UFC fan, then you obviously heard about the Bantamweight Championship and how it changed hands because of a disqualification, which is the first time that's ever happened in a championship fight.
Crazy.
And so that was cool. But three championship fights were really good.
Mm-hmm.
I ran 17.3 miles for 3 hours straight.
Give it up for babe. Man. Yay!
That was nuts,
I
man.
I can't even imagine.
You know, but it was cool because I like, you know, I had my bottles and my gels sitting on the back of my car at the house, and I would run for 15 out and 15 back. Grab my gel, grab bottles, run a lap with my bottles so I can get at least 6 ounces of fluid. Like, I had this structure to it. And I got to run outside, which was amazing.
Yeah.
That was an amazing feeling.
The weather's been great.
And, but it was great. I'm excited with my progress, and that we're now 27 days away from the marathon.
Ooh.
Yeah, 27 days.
27 days.
T minus 27 days.
And then you go right into.
Then I got about 20 days or so of like just running, swimming, and biking, just kind of like on my own pace. And then the 25th or 26th of April, I will start officially my 28 week program for Ironman.
That's so exciting.
So I'm just excited, man. Like it's, I'm just trying to recover. I've been using my Normatex. I've been using, you know, ice on my knees and stretching and foam rolling and just
cryotherapy yesterday. I did cryotherapy.
It was good, very good. Yeah. It was cold, three and a half minutes. They didn't.
Nope.
You know, they know me real well there, and they were like, so you just want to do three and a half minutes? I'm like, you know how long
people
it's
do
been?
More?
Like, yeah, I was doing 4 minutes before I left.
Oh, were you?
So I'll work my way back up to 4 minutes again. But no, it was really good. It was really good. So I'll end up probably doing that probably once or twice a week.
Yeah.
Once I start Ironman training, because the more you do it, the more benefits you receive from it.
Yeah.
You doing it here and there, it doesn't really
do it.
Yeah.
Again.
But I'm going to be doing, like, I found a sports massage place that was actually a card was there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so cool. Actually, like, actual, like, sports massages. So, like, it, you know, helps you recover from hard workouts. Right. So, maybe once every couple weeks.
More power to you, Shadi.
So, I'm excited, man. Like, it's going to happen this year.
Yeah. All right. It's happening. It's definitely happening.
Oh, it's happening. You're going to do it. Yeah, I'm doing it. So.
Well, while we're speaking of doing it, let's cue this music.
That was good. Why are we speaking of doing it?
He was kind of
let's
ready.
Do something else.
It came on downstairs. You weren't ready. It's still synced up to the speaker downstairs.
There we go. Okay. Now I'm ready.
Now let's do it.
Oh, jeez. Okay, here we go. Now let's do it.
You did, and I was not even expecting that.
That was your face.
That was good.
That was my face from last week.
He got me good.
All right, that's hilarious. Man.
Hilarious.
So, before we get into questions, we're going to get into our first sponsor real quick.
Let's do it.
All right, so first sponsor we've told you about many times. We love them. HelloFresh. So, with HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. So, again, HelloFresh cuts out the stressful meal planning and grocery store trips so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes or less. They offer 10 to 20 minute meals, low prep recipes, and quick breakfasts and lunches, perfect for your busy schedule. And with 25 plus recipes to choose from each week, there's something for everyone to enjoy. All recipes are designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. So we've never had a bad meal from HelloFresh. They're all good. And we
so good.
Yeah, even to the point where the kids are eating them.
Mm-hmm.
So
you know they're eating it.
You know it's good, right?
Right.
And I'm trying to think of the last one that we had. It was It was the taquitos.
Oh, no. And then we had one for lunch.
Was it a pork chop?
Yeah, it was a pork chop with some type
pork
of
chop
sauce.
With like this like it's gravy almost like.
I don't know what it was, but it was amazing.
It was sour cream and then like some other like beef sauce and like some onions. It was unbelievable. It was so good. I mean, so good. We keep all the recipe things that comes
because
we can just buy the stuff and actually make it ourselves again because it was that good. So for you peeps that are watching or listening, we want you to check out HelloFresh, and you can actually go to HelloFresh.com/LMO12 and use code LMO12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. So again, HelloFresh.com/LMO12, use the code LMO12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. So yes, great place. Yep. We appreciate them sponsoring this podcast, and we hope that you check them out.
Check them out.
Yes. All right.
Questions.
Jinx, Gabrielle.
Questions.
Why are you asking all them questions?
Pick a number between 1 and 3,000.
3.
3. Don't pick a number. Okay. If given the opportunity, would you have a psychic reading?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah,
I would. I mean... But I mean, I would go into it with no, you know, like expectations of, like, I mean, you know,
yeah.
I mean, do I think that there are people that have a gift in that area? I think that potentially there are some people, yes, that do have a mm-hmm. gift of in that area. I don't know what that area is, but I think that there are people that do have that ability or some sort of gift in that area. But yeah, I would absolutely. I mean, but you take it with a grain of salt. I mean, it's
right.
It's not what they say is not law, and what they say doesn't have to necessarily not be close to what may happen.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying?
Like, yeah. No expectation.
Right. Good question.
Yes.
Oh, it's my turn.
It's your turn. What question you
I'm going to go with question 3,000.
This is what I'm talking about, Gabrielle.
Just do it. We did the easy joint.
All right, here we go. What was the last thing someone said or did that you were offended by?
I feel like I've answered this question.
Yes, because we did with last podcast.
Dang, that I don't even remember.
It's what your daughter said when she was like, I don't want you on daddy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's do question
2997. Sounds like a Walmart price.
It does. 97?
Which three famous people, past or present, would you most like to play a game of Twister with? What?
First of all,
you ain't playing no game of Twister with nobody.
I do not enjoy the game Twister. Like, I think I did when I was a kid, but
I feel like we should play Naked Twister.
You know, how did I know that you were going to say that?
I feel like that'd be fun.
I don't want to play Twister with anybody, dead or alive.
Well, me, besides
dead or alive.
But she ain't playing
Twister
with anybody.
I don't
want
to play Twister
Nan
with
body.
You either, honestly. Like, it just doesn't sound fun to me.
Oh. But it would be. Okay.
Can I get a good question?
Okay, let me find. What dream or nightmare have you had more than once?
Oh my goodness. Didn't we just answer this question last week? Wasn't yours similar? Something about reoccurring dreams?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
I quit. I'm going to throw all of the books away. Okay, I think it's time for a new segment because our questions have gotten worse and worse and worse.
You're jogging in the park and an aggressive loose dog chases after you. What do you do?
I run as fast as I can. Or if he gets close enough, I try to... I don't even know if I want to try and kick him because then he might bite my leg. So I think I'll just run as fast as I can and probably scream while I'm doing so. I would probably be running frantically down the street screaming for help. Like, literally. Because I wouldn't try to face... Like, I ain't going to try to fight the dog. So... I mean, I would just pray that these big old legs would grant me some fast pace.
That's why they're chasing you, because these big old legs.
Shut up.
He's like, ooh, those look good.
Literally, what do you do if there's a dog chasing you? Is there like a legit, like, what would you do if a dog was chasing
you? I mean, so if you punch a dog.
I would probably jump on
somebody's
car.
If you punch a dog on the forehead.
Punch them in their forehead.
Yeah, like that.
Then what if they get my wrist? What if they bite me?
I mean, if you punch them in the forehead good enough, they're going to leave you alone.
As I'm going to punch, they're like, I can't.
They do like what? They do like what?
I'm not.
Say it again?
I'm not going
to
do
it. No, I don't think that was, I didn't quite understand that
I'm
part,
not
though.
Do it.
I just need to understand that part. So the one time the dog.
I'm not going to do that.
So there was lots of, overseas, there's lots of like, just strays, like over in like Afghanistan, Iraq. Mm-hmm. Lots of strays, especially in Afghanistan. And you don't know which of these dogs has rabies.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, you don't,
that's,
I mean, because they don't get mm-hmm. shots or checkups, or I mean, they don't get these things, you know, unfortunately, in some of those areas. So like, and they, sometimes they'll just chase after you, you know, and be running towards you. Yeah. And so, you know, like when I was a soldier, it's easy enough. Just, you know, I got boots on. You know, just, you know, kind of mm-hmm. kick them away, or you know, like, you know, and they'll walk away or whatever. But like when I was a civilian, I had boots on still. But like the only time that there was ever one that was just aggressive, that just like, you know, was just being aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you just a nice hook to the head. I mean,
I ain't got time to.
You catch them in the side of the head, like with one good punch. They will scurry
it's
away.
Interesting though, because
I don't
want
to punch a dog, but at the same time, I'm not trying to get bit by a dog that could have rabies. So,
I guess. Well, I'm even just thinking too. Like, how do you even get chased by a dog? I mean, I guess I'm just thinking because I'm not afraid of dogs. I don't ever walk past dogs thinking, "Uh-oh, be cautious," because what if they? You know what I'm saying? Like our neighbor's dog. I went to my mailbox, and our neighbor's dog. I don't ever see this damn dog. Like. This dog is never outside. He runs down because, you know, our neighbor was sitting in the driveway and he like runs over to me. I didn't even flinch. Like, it's not a natural reaction to be afraid. Like, I don't know that this dog ain't friendly. You know what I'm saying? I was just thinking about that. Like, because I'm not afraid of dogs. So I just, you're just like, hey, yeah. How you doing? You know what I'm saying? But like, how do you know that the dog is going to be aggressive enough to want to chase you?
You should be more vigilant when it comes to dogs, though.
I was thinking
like,
about that.
When
like,
I ran.
Probably not the smartest thing.
So when I run or when I go outside or even when I'm on my bike, if I see dogs, that even if, like, there's for one, there's a dog over here, a really big dog that has an invisible fence.
Oh.
And he seems pretty friendly because anytime, I've never even barked at me once when I've ran by him. But I don't know that when you first run. You know, my first run. Or even the second time, third time. You don't know. I mean,
you never know. It could change at any moment.
Exactly. Honestly. If people's personalities can change from moment to moment,
dogs can change.
Dogs
too.
Can do the same, right? So, but no, there's always a cautious, you know, eye to, you know, you should never be so focused in what you're doing that you're not paying attention to your surroundings. You know?
Well, it's not. That so, I wasn't paying attention. I know, but, I seen the dog coming.
I know, but like cautious. You should never always put yourself in a defensive posture when it comes to a dog.
What is a defensive posture?
Well, so you know this. You said you saw the dog. You knew he was running up to you. You instantly would turn around.
Away from the dog?
No, were you looking at the dog?
I was walking to the mailbox and he ran up on me. Like, I mean, he just ran out to me and started sniffing me. Like, and I didn't think twice about it. I was like, oh, hey. Yeah. But hell, that dog could have been running up to bite me now that I think about it.
Exactly. So in that moment, like, what I mean by a defensive posture would be you're not going to receive this dog in open arms.
Oh, like, so it's kind of,
you
like
know, it's kind of like a stand, you know, like you turn to your side.
About to do.
So you turn to your side, you know, and see, you know, what their intentions are. And if it comes up and just sniffs you, then, you know, you see that, okay, that they're just being, but don't ever, you know,
what would I do without that?
Yeah. Like you just,
mind you, I'm not out walking very often where I feel like I would come in contact.
I mean, I've been
dog,
bit by
you
like,
just never know.
I've been bit by like three dogs.
Have you really?
As a kid.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like, is it a scar over here? Is that a scar? It's like a little like circle.
Yeah.
See, that's from a dog bite. That's from a,
really?
That's from a Doberman. That was his tooth.
Oh, hell no. See?
Yeah. So like, I mean, but yeah, it's just like,
babe, you got me thinking about all this stuff. I was told, babe, he needs to teach me some self-defense.
I'm gonna teach
you
some
self-defense. Because I literally don't know what to do.
We're gonna work on some scenarios.
If I was in like any type of scenario, like you think, you know how you have these thoughts in your head, like, oh, I would be prepared. Oh, I would grab this. Oh, I would, you know, but then like you get in that moment and you probably freeze up. I don't know because I've not been in it, but I can imagine that everything you know goes out the window. So if you go into it not even knowing where to start, it's like, okay, take it, whatever you want. Like literally, you can have it all. You can have anything. I'm not trying to make light of the situation,
but
you know what I'm saying? Like I would love to know how to defend myself if I ever had to.
Yeah.
How to do something to at least slow him down so I could run away. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have that. So, that's your job, is to teach me some self-defense tactics.
I'm going to come up with some scenarios and we'll work on some.
Feel prepared, especially, like, if I got my kids. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'd be just as scared as them. Like, I don't know what
she's about to be on this punching bag. We're about to get her down this punching bag. Okay. Biggest way to disarm a person, like, is we're gonna develop your jab. If you have a good high quality jab, and you catch them right on the nose like this,
that's gonna put them down.
Like that is gonna hurt.
See, in my mind, I would be thinking if it was a man, I would be trying to go for the nutsack.
Like, well, yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah. So we'll develop on the bag. We'll have you develop a nice kick to the nuts.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like, I mean, with nice kick to the junk there, and then a jab.
Yeah.
Like we, I mean, because there's something we're gonna work on. So I'm thinking.
I'm excited.
We got.
So, ladies, are you familiar with self defense? Do you know how to defend yourself? Has anybody taught you? Have you taken a class? I'd love to know. Like, you know, and if you've ever been in a situation, how did that go for you? So yeah, because I'm just thinking of all of these scenarios that could happen that I feel like I would just be lost. Like even to now, like, and I don't know if I want to say this, but like, we have a gun in the house. Obviously babe was not gonna let us not have one, and I know how to shoot it, but even in the moment of like, because it's not something that I ever practiced, like taking it out, cocking it back, making sure it's ready, like I feel like I would be fumbling trying to be ready to you know, if
we'll
I had to
we'll
you know what
the,
I'm saying
we'll like, go to the range
because it's just been so long since I've done anything. Hell, I ain't shot since we went and shot it shot to get our license in Tennessee. So it's like, well, I did go to the range with KB.
Yeah.
But we were shooting big old guns. Like, so yeah. I wouldn't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Anyway, and I really want some self-defense now.
And the gun is highly locked up, secured. Only Gabriel and I can get into it. There's no chance of anybody else getting into it.
Yes.
And it's in a place where the kids will never know where it's at.
Absolutely.
So, or can get to. They can't get to it either. So,
but even still, like, I just be like, dang, can I remember to get in there when if the time comes? Like, Lord. Every now and then, babe will be like, what's the code? I'll be like, what's the code?
Okay. Yeah. So, but it's, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, we pray that none of that stuff is ever even needed.
That's why you pray daily for protection.
Pray for protection. But we will also...
with the blood of Jesus.
But we also can get a good workout, learn new things by preparing your mind mentally and being preparing your body physically worst case scenario.
You do never know what could happen.
Exactly.
So
absolutely.
It doesn't hurt to be prepared. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. So... Yeah. What is we done with questions?
I don't know. You want to do another one? We ain't got no topic.
We can do one more.
You know we ain't got nothing to talk about.
Nah, nothing.
I swear. I promise y'all we're going to come up with some topics.
All right. So we're going to get into our last sponsor, though, and then we'll decide what we're doing from there because we don't know yet.
That's the excitement.
And the excitement.
You never know what you're going to get.
You never know. We don't either, so. All right. So here we go. Bulldog Yoga. Online. So we've told you about them a few times. Mm-hmm. We're all juggling a lot, you know, these days. So jobs, families, budgets, emotional baggage from last year, this week, today, 2 minutes ago, whenever. Mm-hmm. And the kids, if you got kids and the school schedule, trying to figure out how to homeschool if you're still having to do that. Virtual, just all that craziness, just a lot. So I'm sure with that, you've tried to look for ways that you can kind of de-stress or, you know, keep yourself active. And yoga is probably something you've ran across. But if you're like us, then yoga can seem very intimidating. Like, you know, that there's a really, you know, because you see all the people that can do all these crazy yoga moves. You're like, what? That's right. Yoga? But you don't think about all of the, there's simpler moves and there's simpler techniques that are not as difficult. Because Gabriel and I are on completely different levels of flexibility.
Oh, absolutely.
But we still can do some yoga together. Mm-hmm. So, with that, you know, you can increase your strength, better flexibility, improve mental focus. And this is kind of where Bulldog Yoga comes in. So, Bulldog Yoga Online is about taking the intimidation out of yoga and replacing it with music, smiles, and no judgment. Bulldog Online is about making yoga fun. Yes, fun. And Bulldog streaming online classes are available on demand, anytime, any place, and on your schedule. They even offer classes for kids and teens so that you can get your Bulldog on and get moving with the whole family. Bulldog online classes are easy to follow and set to great playlists meant to motivate you and keep you and your family smiling throughout the movement. There are choices for all levels from beginner classes to heart-pumping workouts, and there are tons of class length options to fit your schedule, so 12 to 60-minute options. So you can actually try your first 30 days for free at bulldogonline.com. That's bulldogonline.com. Use the code LMO for an additional 50% off your first paid month. So again, that's bulldogonline.com, coupon code LMO. Check them out. And thanks to Bulldog Yoga for sponsoring this podcast. And again, make sure Bulldog Online, not Bulldog Yoga when you're looking for it.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Yes. So another question.
What number?
Let's go with 1908.
Ah.
Sorry, it's table, my bad.
Why was that so funny to you? I cannot deal with you. 1908, honey.
Is that a special year?
1908. I don't even know who this person is. Where will Banksy strike again?
Banksy, that's the artist that does the cool.
Who is that?
Banksy does all those crazy artists. Like he does some graffiti and stuff like that. But he's like a dope artist.
Never heard of this person before in my life.
His paintings be selling for like millions.
Seriously?
Millions, yeah.
Never heard this name before. Do y'all know who this person is?
Yeah. Where will he strike next? I mean, I don't know. I mean, if
he's the last place he struck.
I don't know for sure, but I mean, if he's still striking, then then he'll, I mean, probably in LA somewhere, I'm guessing.
Alexa. Where was the last place Banksy struck? Because you don't be knowing nothing, man. Yeah. I tell you, Alexa just...
Hey, Alexa. Who is Banksy?
According to Wikipedia, Banksy is a pseudonymous England-based street artist, political activist, and film director active since the 1990s, whose real name and identity remain unconfirmed and the subject of speculation.
Oh, people don't know who he is?
Street art and subversive epigrams combine dark humor with graffiti executed in a distinctive stenciling technique.
Okay, thanks, Alexa. Oh, so people don't even know who this person is.
No. I mean, like for the widely known, he's not. I mean, he could be at this point, maybe. I don't know, but.
That's interesting.
But yeah, I don't know.
I've not heard of him.
Yeah. But.
Okay.
Yeah, who knows? Somewhere.
Well.
If he's still striking, somewhere.
He's still striking.
What question you want?
Let's see. 2011.
2011.
It was a good year. 2011.
Why was that such a good year?
I just married the love of my life. Uh-huh. You know.
I bet she's good. I bet she's nice.
Started a YouTube channel.
I bet she's a pretty nice guy.
He got it.
You should probably show him how much you love him today.
You know what? Read me my question.
What would you say to someone if you really wanted to confuse them? Ask them who Banksy is.
What would I say to someone if I really wanted to confuse them? I don't know. I mean, it would have to be somebody that I didn't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you could say something different to everybody. So I'm thinking... My first thought was if like someone came up to me and they recognized me, I would just say, no, that's not me. I'm sorry, you've got the wrong person. Like, if somebody was like, Gabe! I'm sorry, who was that? I'm actually going to do that one time.
That's actually pretty good.
That would be so good. So I'm sorry if it's somebody that's listening. Don't believe me, girl. I mean, it's only one me. Like, literally, it's me. But that would be very confusing if somebody came up to me and was like, Gabe! And I would be like, I'm sorry, who? I'm sorry, my name is Keisha. Keisha would be a giveaway, though.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah.
I'm sorry, my name is Tina.
Because if you watch and you know that, like...
Right, they will be like, girl, get... I am so going to do that.
That would be funny. That would be pretty funny. Hilarious. That would be pretty funny.
Yeah, that would be immediate confusion to somebody. Or they just might crack up laughing. Like, girl, I listen to that podcast, whatever. Exactly. That would be so funny.
That would be pretty funny. That would be pretty funny.
Yeah, what would you say to confuse somebody? It's an interesting question,
it
right?
Is. To like, confuse somebody, I'd probably, I mean, depending on who it is.
Yeah, there's so many different answers.
I would probably, say it's just random person. I would just walk up to them like, I don't know them at all, but I walk up to them like, Chris, what's up, man? you remember me from war? And while they're looking at me like, I'm like, yeah, man, you know, we was in 3rd Platoon, you know, 2nd Squad.
Yeah, no. Remember? I wonder how many people, like, their first reaction would be to play along.
I don't know.
Or if they would just be like, no, you got
to I just have a whole story. Oh. You remember that one time we played spades, man?
Yeah, man.
Man, you remember Chuck and Todd were trying to beat us, man? They had no clue. Deuces.
That's
man,
hilarious.
Second squad. Like, it was like.
That would definitely.
Hey, let's get a picture. Let me put it on my Facebook. Look, it's Chris.
On my Facebook.
Get on Instagram. Pretend like I'm on Instagram story. Like, yo, I saw my friend Chris from the war, man. It's been forever.
Oh, that's like, hilarious. Yeah, I wish somebody would come up to me.
I would do that. Whole
that
thing,
would be
yes.
Hilarious.
Just to see their reaction.
Yeah. Okay. Do we have an Ask Gabe and Bear?
And then at the end, after I said, I mean, I'm just playing. Ashton, come out.
Oh, like.
Come out.
You're on punk.
Yeah. Ashton, you hit Ashton.
I loved punk.
Punked was
it
good.
It was so good.
It was
good. That was
good.
A really good show for its time.
Speaking of good show, Down to Earth with Zac Efron. It was on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Where he went to different places and just learned about different cultures. they're coming out with a second season. I'm so excited about that.
That was his quarantine show.
It was my quarantine show. I was really sad when it's over. I felt like I was in nature with them because I was stuck in a room.
I'm going to have to watch it before the...
Watch it together, Shana.
You going to be done with the second season before I finish the first season. Because that's what Babe likes to do. We'll start a show together. And then I'll look up and he has moved on.
That's because...
Like we did with... What is this show?
Ozark?
Yes. Babe talking about, I'm on like the fifth season. I'm like, we just started this together.
Because she don't...
Like, how does that happen?
Because she don't be wanting to commit to it. The only show I've ever been able to get you to commit to this I watched first was Prison Break.
And that, I'm so glad you made me watch it.
Yes.
I will forever stand Prison Break. It is such a good show.
If she likes the show a lot, I don't have to beg her to watch an episode.
Yeah. See, the thing about Ozark is it's just very slow. Like, I can't get past the fifth episode.
It's never fast, though. That's the thing about it.
Oh, it doesn't ever speed up?
But then you get hooked into the storyline. But it's never a fast-paced show.
In the beginning, though, I'm having a really hard time getting hooked enough. Yeah. That's kind of like the other show that we started watching, Your Honor.
Yeah.
I don't really care how it ends. So I'm like, go for it, because I'm just not really.
So if we come up on this podcast and she like, we started Your Honor together, and then he kept going.
Unless y'all tell me otherwise. Are y'all watching The Honor and it's just like bomb.com? Should I keep watching? But we got through the first two episodes? And, I can take it or leave it. I wasn't like, I got to see how this ends.
Yeah.
Plus, I'd be tired of getting through all of these shows like freaking Firefly Lane to be disappointed. And then I got to wait a whole nother year before y'all bring the next season back. I got better things to do with my 10 hours
than
dedicated to this show.
I would say our two favorite shows right now, though, are This Is Us and A Million Little Things,
which comes back this Thursday.
Does it?
I looked it up because I was like, look, when is my new episode coming? Because I missed A Million Little
Things. I want to watch Young Rock.
I don't really have any interest in seeing that either. Is it like comedy?
It's like a 30-minute sitcom type. It's 30-minute episode, but it's not like a traditional sitcom where there's only like one set here, one set there. Like they're out and about. A longer show filming, but just a 30-minute episode. If that makes sense. You know, sitcoms are kind of traditionally in like different just.
Like one set to the next.
And they'll usually stay in those sets for the most part. They don't really go much else.
So but it's not like reality show.
No.
Oh, okay.
Like in the first episode, I watched like the first 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. He's running, it's 2028 or something like that. And he's running for president.
The Rock?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then he sits down to have an interview and he starts telling about his story.
Is he in it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He's also the executive producer and his production company's making it.
I'm confused. So it's just him narrating his life, future and past.
But he sits down with the person and says, "Hey, you know,
why is it so complicated?
Let's start at the beginning," and then it flashes back. And he's a kid.
Okay.
And his dad.
He's going to be narrating the show though.
And it goes around. Yeah, there's a kid version of him. There's a teenage version. There's a football at like Miami University version.
Got it.
A wrestler. Yeah, and then it seems like it's gonna be really cool. That one's really good. The Ballers, his show on HBO, is really good. Haven't come out with a new season yet. I'm trying to think. I'm excited for a few movies that are coming out. Mortal Kombat. Hmm. The new Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Let's talk about that because Babe was saying this to me the other day. Like that was. The one thing that COVID like took away from
him was
his movie time. Like y'all know that was Babe's me time. He was gonna see a movie like every other week. You know,
I was just thinking about that. I was like, and my movie time or missing out on movies is the least of my worries. You know, it doesn't. It's not like a,
it's small.
It's a small
problem.
But think about it. I want you all to think about what, since the pandemic has happened, the worst thing that's happened obviously has been people losing their lives, mm-hmm. businesses going out of, business, mm-hmm. people losing their jobs. you know, people not being able, family not being able to see each other. Like, those are all the worst things that have happened across the board, right? But then think about some of the first world problems, like, that you deal with. Like, what have you not been able to do that you enjoy doing? Is it like traveling? You know, we enjoy traveling. We haven't been able to travel like we used to. Or for me, you know, for going to the gym.
Yeah.
We used to love to go to the gym together, or, you know, even separately if we didn't go together, not being able to go to the gym. Like, you know, for me though, my therapy, I always talked to you, told you about it over on the vlog and even on here, is that for me, going to the movies
was like my
time. I went to movies by myself all the time, because it was like my me time, you know? And so it's really interesting just thinking about like those things, like how you take the small things for granted sometimes. And when they're not there anymore, it's just like, wow.
Yeah, it's like, crazy. It's, like, theaters are, you know, they're opening up now, but I don't know. I'm very surprised that you haven't been to one.
Yeah,
I guess because I mean, there's right not now, really anything out.
Right now, the new movies haven't really came out. And most of the good movies are having an option of just watching them on, paying for them, right, you know, on your TV. So it's like, for me, it's like, well, why do I need to go to a movie theater, you know, when I can just watch it at home?
Yeah.
So, but as things open up and movies, movies start coming out and they're only in the movie theater,
then you're going to have to.
Yeah. Then I will start, you know, doing that once in a while. But again, it's not hurting my life that I can't do it. Right. It's just something I was thinking about that's like, man, you know, I really enjoyed movies were my thing, you know, and how many people are missing that one small little tiny thing that's not life-changing, but it's something that they enjoy doing. Like, how many of you, you know, it's like in the comments, like, name one thing that you, you know, used to do all the time that you haven't been able to do because of COVID. You know, and I mean, I think that that's, you know, it's important to put the things like that in perspective of, like, you know, were they too important in your life before? Like, did you put too much attention on them? Or were they, you know, or were they there for a different reason? Were they like a therapy, a time for you to relax and just escape the stresses of every day, you know? Or, you know, just to kind of put them in perspective. Why do you miss them, you know? Why do
That's interesting.
You know, so like, but yeah, for me, that was movies were like my, just that my like me thing. Time. You know, just my me time, you know? And that's why I miss them, you know?
No, no, you were talking about it, and I'm like, well, what was my thing? Honestly, my thing was travel.
Yeah, travel. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's both of our thing, too, but, like, definitely travel.
Yeah, travel, absolutely. Like,
okay. And I'm going everywhere this year. I'm going. So,
yeah.
I'm warning y'all, I'm going. Yeah. So.
We going places this year.
That is the plan, okay? Because oof.
Yeah, we going places this year.
Of here.
Yeah.
We keep trying to figure out where we're going to go for our 10-year anniversary. We still don't know. I feel like at this point, we should have, like, booked and planned something by now. Because August is literally around the corner.
It's nuts,
but
y'all.
We can't decide where we want to go.
10-year anniversary.
I know. Because you put... And maybe we're putting too much pressure on it because it's the 10-year. Like, we just feel like it has to be this... You know, our 11-year could be just as amazing. Yeah. Or, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, we'll do something nice. I think that we've got time.
It just feels like such a big milestone.
It is a big
milestone. We have to kind of like, we got to celebrate it properly. Yeah. You know what
I'm
saying?
It is a big milestone.
But it is. I'm not trying to say that it's not. But I do wonder if we put too much weight
Maybe.
On it. Because it's 10 years, why does it have to be so amazing? Because I'm like, what? It's almost like, I wouldn't be okay with just a regular vacation. Like, it has to be this spectacular.
Yeah, I think that's just...
Type of... So I'm trying to tell myself, it may not be the grand thing we want to do just because...
But next year could be.
How everything is going.
Yeah. But next year could be.
But next year could be. So I don't know. I've been trying to sort that out because I really don't know. We're like, do we go back to Jamaica? Because... We freaking love that place. It's where we honeymooned. Or do we go somewhere like Dubai? Like, completely different, you know?
Somewhere that we've never been together.
Yeah. So
I agree. I mean, it's interesting.
What do
I
think we should do for our 10-year anniversary? Taking all suggestions.
Yeah. Because then in October, we got our 10-year vlogging anniversary.
We do. I feel like we need to do something big for that. I feel like we should do Vlogtober. I feel like it's only right. that we do vlog.
I think you're putting a little bit too much onus on this 10-year thing.
And, you know, if we don't do that, y'all think so? If you're unfamiliar with YouTube and the culture and what Vlogtober even is, it's how we started, and it's like vlog every day in October. Granted, we did not vlog every day in October.
Not every
day. Probably put up like 10 videos, if that, but it was a thing. And I don't even know that people really do Vlogmas or Vlogtober anymore. I think they do like Vita, vlog every day in August, or... And then there's Vlogmas. But I don't even know if people do Vlogtober anymore. But I think we should do it. Just because it's been 10 years.
Y'all want to see Vlogtober?
Yeah. Let us know. Do you want to see Vlogtober? Where should we go for our anniversary? Oh, babe. Okay, maybe you don't want to tell them yet. You want to tell them what we found yesterday? And this will be the last thing.
What we found?
That you're so excited about? And you want to wait?
Okay, I'm confused.
Where are we sitting?
Oh my goodness. So excited. Purchased on the way is a beautiful, wonderful, amazing
bed couch.
So here's the thing. Gabriel always be like, she'd always be like, you ain't even gonna sit in this bed couch. You don't need it. You don't want
we
this
don't
bed
think
couch.
That we're going
but
to
she searched high and low. She consulted friends. She consulted the Lord. She consulted.
I did not do all of that.
Not all that. But she searched and searched. I'm like, sweetheart, are you sure you're not interested in this bed couch? Because you are searching the
What had happened was I got a design for our bedroom. So all of the stuff I had ordered from this design, and the thing that was missing was the couch or the chair. So I'm like, if I'm going to do it, let's do it. Let's find something and see if we like it. So there's a return policy. That's all I'm saying.
And
I'm kind of excited about
it. And there's two different sizes. So if we don't like the big size.
Because we got the big size, which is like the size of our bed, and even just a tiny bit
longer.
So we're like, we'll see. I'm like, we can always get the smaller one.
Yeah,
if it's
we got 30 days. So.
We can always get the smaller one. So I don't know. We'll see. I kind of think it'll look really nice against our
But who said no? I don't know.
But babe claims we would never sit over there. I don't think he'll ever sit on it here, except for when we're doing the podcast.
Okay, so you say.
We're going to keep y'all updated on
when that. Every morning when I put on my Mr. Rogers sweater and my, you know, my slippers, I switch from my slippers to my tennis shoes.
That's another movie that we need to watch that we haven't watched.
With Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
To watch that.
But every morning when I switch from my slippers to my tennis shoes and I lace them up with my sweater on. I'm going to do it right here on this couch, bed couch. And I whistle and I kind of hum to myself, and I have my puppets just sitting right next to me. Every morning when I do that on this bed couch.
We'll see.
But yeah,
we'll keep you posted, you guys.
We will.
So we hope that you enjoyed.
Yes.
Wherever you are listening, please.
Oh, there's one more thing.
Oh, what?
Sorry to cut you off.
What?
But. So by the time. Okay.
What?
By the time we film a podcast next week and post it, there will be something live for you to purchase.
Oh!
So I want to tell you now on the podcast, because you won't hear from us again until the day after they're live.
You're right.
So next Wednesday, the 17th of March,
yes.
Okay, the Work Hard Daily Planner.
Yay!
In three different colorways. You have the pink edition, gray edition, and the black edition will be for sale. They will launch that day.
Yep.
So there is a link in I will put it in the description of this video and also in the show notes that you can add yourself to the wait list. If you're not already on there, or if you're watching the vlog over on Gay Babe TV, you can actually add yourself on the wait list there. But 17th.
Yay! Put it out there. I told Babe, I said, pick a date. Put it out there.
It's happening. Yes.
So I'm excited for that. So now, as I was saying, wherever you're listening, we would love it if you would rate and review the podcast. Let us know what you think about it. Let others know what you think about it. Feel free to share an episode of yours that's your favorite. If
Absolutely.
We made you laugh today, go ahead and share this episode with somebody and tell them they need to check out Gabe and Babe, okay?
That's right.
We love you guys, and we'll see you same time, same place.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.